Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. Elders, ulama, respected brothers, in the short time that we have, no real bayan, but what we will do is whatever needs to be said will be put in point form, so inshallah we'll get the gist of all of it. In the difficulties that mankind is going through in the COVID crisis, not only affecting the health of individuals, people are losing lives, people are losing jobs, people are losing their modes of income. What we need as individuals, as Muslims, as slaves of Allah Ta'ala, is the hukam that Allah Ta'ala had given to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Quran Sharif, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ. فَاسْتَقِمْ, remain steadfast like how you had been commanded. The question would be, how do we remain steadfast and what are the points for us to consider? In the kitabs, ulama have given many points. If we can discuss a few of them in a way that we can absorb it, then inshallah it will be of benefit to all of us. The first the ulama say is that we need to understand and to realize that each and every one of us are in need of Allah Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ilallah. O mankind, you are, if we take this word in its literal meaning the way we would understand it, you are a faqir unto Allah Ta'ala. You are a beggar, you are impoverished, you are in need of Allah Ta'ala. Wallahu huwal ghani. Allah Ta'ala, He is al-ghani, Allah Ta'ala is independent. Sometimes when you look at science, when we look at all of what medical science may have, and then we look at what a little virus is doing, it baffles the mind. But it wouldn't baffle the mind of a Muslim, because a Muslim realizes that it is Allah that is in control eventually. Just a little anecdote in the life of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to illustrate this. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam leaves Egypt. He has murder on his head. Pharaoh and his army is in pursuit of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now he leaves Egypt. The directive from Allah Ta'ala is, you will travel to Madian. He doesn't even know the way to Madian. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam travels. You and I, we travel from here to Johannesburg. We will take our podcast with us. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has nothing prepared. But he leaves from Egypt without any food, without any drink. He comes to Madian. When he comes to Madian, he helps the two daughters of a very old person to draw their water. And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sits in the shade of a tree. Ulama have written between 7 and 40 days, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had not eaten, he had not drunk anything. At that time, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turns his attention to Allah Ta'ala. And what does he ask from Allah? What is he beseeching from Allah? One commentator said, Wallah qasam of Allah. At that time when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam beseeched and he asked Allah, it was just for a piece of bread. He just needed to satisfy his hunger. But look at the words in which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam does this, leaves a lesson for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqirun. O Allah, I am a faqir. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara, fuqara is the plural. I am a faqir of whatever you have sent in my sustenance, in my rozi. I am in need of that. So friends, when we try to understand the fact that we are in need of Allah Ta'ala, we are in need of Allah Ta'ala in every aspect of our lives. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayy al-qayyum. Allah Ta'ala is al-qayyum. Allah Ta'ala is the maintainer of everyone and everything. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ. Allah Ta'ala is not only independent, but everyone and everything is dependent on Allah Ta'ala. The second ulama have given is this is the time for us to remain steadfast on our salat. If we want istiqama, if we want to remain steadfast, we remain steadfast in our salat, our fard salat, and then thereafter every other category of salat, whether it is the sunnah muakkada, the wajibat, the ghair muakkada, and then nafl. It is in salah, now we have the heart that understands our dependence on Allah, and now bodily, we make that sujood, we make that sajda to Allah Ta'ala, showing all of that bodily and of course verbal expression in the salat. So that is the second aspect, the second point that will bring us to this, what Allah Ta'ala has commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fastaqim, remain steadfast. The third is the Quran Sharif. لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. When the Quraysh would have that audacity and that pride and arrogance of theirs, in which they would say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what kind of revelation is this? As a matter of fact, we find the Yahud saying the same thing in Madinah Tayyiba, that we want a book like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a one-shot revelation. Allah Ta'ala explains one of the rationale why Allah Ta'ala revealed the Quran in the way Allah Ta'ala revealed it, so that we can affirm your heart. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Look at the words Allah Ta'ala uses when Allah Ta'ala speaks about this Quran and the mode of revelation of the Quran. وَصَّلْنَا وَصَّلَا in Arabic تَوْسِيل is actually when you take the fiber of a string and then you add fibers onto that fiber, and now you want to make it a strong string, a strong rope. That is the expression that Allah Ta'ala uses for this Quran. That it is just not one line that had come down from Allah Ta'ala. It is not just a few strands that has come down. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّلْنَا لَهُمُ الْقَوْلِ. Allah Ta'ala says, we fortified this Quran. Take any hukam, take any command of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, and see how Allah Ta'ala, in different ways, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has fortified it for us, and how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had affirmed it in our hearts. Take anyone, we don't have the time to go into examples. And then, thereafter, the fourth aspect is, that when we read the Quran, by the way, we need to realize the greatness of Allah, the nubuwwat of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the shortness of the life of this world. So one is we understand our inherent weakness, one is we understand we are not here forever, and the fourth aspect is that we learn to read about the lives of our predecessors. Allah Ta'ala through His wisdom, Allah Ta'ala created the conditions for Sahaba in Makkah Mukarrama, that in Makkah Mukarrama, they would be tormented, they would be tortured, they would be dragged across hot sands. And now if we try to measure difficulties we go through and the difficulties that the Sahaba go through, then we will realize that our difficulty is not comparable in any way. And this gives us solace. When we read about the lives of our predecessors, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it becomes very clear to us that they had understood why they are here on the surface of the earth. They had understood that circumstances, conditions are going to prevail. In one battle, Sahaba themselves have narrated that our hunger had reached such extent that we could not bear it. We began to eat the leaves of the trees. And they had understood all of this is temporary. So when we go into reading the lives, the biographies of our predecessors, we will begin to understand we have a struggle, they have a struggle, and of course they understood the struggle. Ya ayyuhan nas, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. O mankind, each one of you as individuals, you have your struggle in this material abode, in this worldly abode. Whatever your struggles are, they are those that are struggling for the deen of Allah, they are those that have their pursuits otherwise. But all of us are going in the same destination, the same journey, and that is to reach Allah Ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and understanding. Those who are ill and sick, may Allah Ta'ala grant them all complete shifa. The close family members, may Allah Ta'ala grant them the steadfastness. Those who left this world, Allah Ta'ala grant them the highest of Jannatul Firdaus. Wherever the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, may Allah Ta'ala remove the sufferings from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.